Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening there, good folks? It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the mic on the Off Ram Show with my main man MX the Money. What's good, son?
What's good?
Yo, why you giggling already? The fuck you giggling at?
Yo, man, the show Parks and Rec, man, turns hilarious.
Okay. You ever watch Workaholics?
Nah, man, where's that at? What show is that? What the heck am I on?
Yeah, you gotta check that out. TVS, yo. Joey's funny, too. But, yo, so it's me, Beach Bum Gum, my man, MX Your Money, live on the Off Ramp, you know, April 17th, 2013, 11 p.m. Feel free to call in, say what you gotta say, say it with your chest, 646-915-8680. I wanna thank all of our sponsors. Marisol Johnson Insurance.com, RichBefore30.com, StickToItFitness.com, Olive Coco Mag. Appreciate all the love and support. It's been a good run so far, man. We're gonna start kicking it up a notch probably this summer. Probably get to y'all a little bit earlier. You know what I mean? Before y'all take a nap. Yeah. So we're gonna jump right on in it. What's good? I'm actually, you got something you wanna rap about, man? I see the gun building pass.
Yeah, that was unfortunate, man. Honestly, man, I really thought it was going to pass, man. I sometimes I don't understand Congress, man. It's just frustrating at times. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't. You know what I want to? I want to revamp the political system, yo. I said, oh, hold on. Before we get too deep in the topic, I just seen our long lost co-host. My man, Mr. Righteous, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
Not much. All right, so just starting to get in talking about this gun bill, yeah. I feel like we should revamp the political system, yo. I feel like if there's a new law that wants to be added to states, or if there's a new law that wants to be added to federally, I think it should be in the people's hands, yo. I don't think our senators should vote on the law. I say, you know, on this day, we're going to vote to have gun control laws. It's just like the polls of the president. Opens up at 6 a.m., closes at 9 p.m. If you want the vote to pass, you come in and you vote yes. If you don't, you vote no. And that's what makes it a law or not. Who do I need to talk to make that happen?
Yeah, you need to talk to a whole lot of people, yo. That sounds like a constitutional amendment out here, yo. It takes a lot of states to vote.
What do y'all think about that? Would y'all think that's a good idea? Because I think, you know what I mean, we got this whole thing that the senators represent the people, congressmen represent the people. It's technology nowadays. Why not the people represent the people? Yo? Why can't we make our own vote? Somebody says, yeah, this is this law that we're going to vote on this day. You got a month to read it. If you don't read it and if you don't participate, then that's on you. But if you do and you want to come out and show your voice, then you vote. What y'all think? Y'all think that could happen? Y'all think that's a good idea? You think we should keep the senators? Both of y'all, neither one of y'all want to talk. Both of y'all talking at the same time. Mr. Righteous, we ain't heard from you. Go ahead, y'all.
What I was going to say is, I mean, although it sounds like a great idea, but when it comes to when it comes to other laws or different things, and when it's pertaining to, you know, because I'm going to go there, and when it pertains to race or something like that, it could be a bad issue, because if we get outnumbered, in certain, if it, depending on what the wherever the law is, if we get outnumbered, then we could be screwed if we get the opportunity to vote on it, because, you know, most people don't think rationally, they just vote for whatever, or if it sounds good, they're just going to vote. So it could be,
I'm sorry, I thought you were done. Go ahead.
No. I'm just saying, like, because like you're saying, like, if you're talking about we as a people should be able to vote to pass the gun law, then, and we should have the right to pass certain laws. So what if there's a law to put in place to you know, stop, you know, minorities from doing this or doing that, and then we get outvoted, then now we screwed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll comment on that in a minute. And Max, what you got?
I mean, I think it's a good proposal in terms of letting the people poll and kind of come over the vote, but at the same time, I think you got to have some kind of a little bit more refined process in that sense. What I think a better proposal is that let the Senate vote, but just make it everything a simple majority. Like, it doesn't make no sense why they got 54%, 54 senators voted for the background checks, and they lost. Like, nowhere else that there's a simple majority, you know what I mean, doesn't win. Like, you know what I mean? In the presidential election, you get 51% of the vote. Like, you win. Like, you know what I mean? You get 270, you win. Like, there is no way that you need, like, more than that to win. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know our presidential election is not a popular vote, but it's kind of like with every other election, when you get 51%, like, you win. Like, there is no, you need 60% to ever win something. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's the part I don't understand. I just wish they would get that part straight and take money out of politics, because I think the NRA paid all the motherfuckers off.
Which is why I think my proposal, now I'm going to go back to you, Mr. Righteous. Now I don't think that, you know what I mean, we should definitely make it, you know, in the Constitution that you can't make a law single and out race. Like, there should be no law that ever says black people aren't allowed to drink water. Let's come together and vote on it. So, you know what I mean, we could take that, if we take that element out of it. But, like, you know what I mean, and that makes your money, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean, you can't pay off so many people. You know, you can pay off one senator to vote a certain way. You can't pay off how many people are in the Baltimore area? 2 million? You can't pay off 2 million people. So if 2 million people say, we want stronger gun control laws, if a third of them people come out and vote, you know what I mean, then you got it. You got stronger gun laws, and it takes the lobbyists, you know, the people who pay these people off, it takes their advantage away of just having to throw money in 10 people's pockets. Now you got to throw money in 10 million people's pockets. Now, I like the senators there for say, okay, these are the laws that we're going to vote on. Like, if they want to have all their meetings, there's 200 laws proposed, and they say, well, my county, my city is only going to vote on these 10. This is the 10 that's most important. And then we go out and vote for you. I think that's a
Hello?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, your server's breaking up? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I don't know, yeah.
Listen.
Yo.
Well, he having technical difficulties, man. I kind of feel what he's saying, but I just don't think it's feasible because it needs a constitutional amendment, which that's just not going to happen because they have to have states involved, and each state going to rule. The way it's split now, it's no constitutional amendment ever going to get passed that would change the political environment. That we but I think it was a sad day, though, yo. I mean, for just because it was just background checks, yo, like background
right.
checks. And I know, and I was listening to the debate, and they were poking holes in the background check, saying that, you know, giving like one example of a woman that actually was in, I forgot what state she was in, but basically what happened was is that she was in the state and she got, she was trying to kill somebody, got found guilty. And she, it was by reason of insanity. So she got off by reason of insanity, went to got committed to a hospital, right? Because she was schizophrenic. And
right.
got released after she did her time, I guess, whatever. So she got released, and then she, 2 weeks later, bought a .22, then went to a school and almost shot up a school, but the gun didn't work, so they got her. And then it was
wow.
like, so. She was in a mental health state. They knew she was, like, you know what I mean? She tried to kill somebody twice, right?
Wow.
got away with pleading from, like, pleading basically insanity and the background check, because she did file a background check, but it didn't catch the part of the mental health. So I'm
right.
like, all right, well, that's a hole, obviously.
Right.
But why don't you just make it so it does check that? Don't strike the whole thing down. Like, why don't you just strengthen it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's all too, because you know, I mean, they do background checks, but they're not going to go into a person's medical history. That's because them HIPAA laws protect that. I mean, if they open up the HIPAA laws, then it's fair game. But I doubt they're gonna open up them HIPAA laws.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that they should open up the HIPAA laws, so you know what I mean, so that can happen. You know what I'm saying? Or at least if I'm not saying that, like, that was my problem with the senator, is that, you know what I mean, while he was talking about the holes in it, he wasn't putting up no proposal saying to prevent that from happening again.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, to lessen those HIPAA laws so that stuff can get caught. You know what I mean? Like, he just talking about, I'm protecting the Second Amendment, and this is the reason why your background check's going to fail, but he ain't putting up enough to protect it from people who, you know what I mean, have mental health and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Like, he was just worried about, I don't even understand protecting the Second Amendment, because the same, like I said before, them same senators ain't out here lobbying for everybody to walk around having access to bazookas and grenades and shit.
Right.
That same senator, if you ask him if I can go out, why can I go out and purchase a grenade because I want to protect my Second Amendment, I guarantee you won't say nothing about that.
Right.
But a background check is protecting the Second Amendment. Like, that's all I understand, yo.
Yeah,
it's
crazy, man.
Man.
All that stuff is crazy, man. We just pawns, man. We just
calls in the system,
man.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Man, but yo, we didn't get your opinion on what happened in Boston, man. I know everybody. I mean, we talked about it somewhat. We didn't really delve into it, but what do you think about it, though?
Man, that joint was crazy, yo. When I first heard it, I was like half asleep. And they said, a bomb. I said, a bomb. I, like, jumped up. I said, a bomb went off at the marathon, one of the historic marathons up there in Boston. And then it was like, then I was like, well, I hope, at first, and I was like, well, when they said the bomb, I was like, okay, I hope nobody got hurt. But then they said, like, people's limbs and stuff was getting, I was like, oh, my gosh. But I kind of, like, turned it off because it was starting to make me sick, man, because that's just disgusting that somebody would really do something like that.
Right.
I don't know the purpose of targeting a marathon, because I mean, a marathon is a marathon. You just either some people out there running for a cause, or some people
right.
just out there just to run. And to target a marathon, I mean, I don't see no benefit in targeting a marathon. I don't see what type of message you're trying to send, and you know, targeting a marathon. That's just me.
Right.
But,
I mean. And the thing is, I think it was a lot, like, a lot of people got, like, you know, the conspiracy theorists are out, and, you know, they was talking about because it was tax day, so maybe it was somebody that, you know, was anti-government or something like that,
right.
or, you know, maybe it was somebody who, you know, didn't like the government, something like that, but I'm with you, though, yo. I think that's just crazy, though, yo.
I think it was just, I don't even think it was terrorists. I think it was just some punk kids, or like some dude who just was nuts and just felt like, I just want to blow up the marathon or something like that. Maybe he got rejected from the marathon before. Who knows? But I don't think it was
right.
a terrorist type thing, because when it comes to like terrorist stuff, that it usually happens in one place, and then it happens again somewhere else, like almost simultaneously almost.
Right. And let me ask you this, though. So I was listening, you know, I'm kind of political junkie, so I was listening to a little something. And they were basically saying, like, so what if, let's just say, you know what I mean, the person is, like, because they were trying to make it about, like, you know, the aftercare, and, you know, Bill O'Reilly was getting on Obama because he didn't first call it the aftercare. He was just saying that it was just a violent act or a vicious act or whatever. And then he later came back and said it was a terrorist act. And then, so they were saying that, you know, like, people associate acts of terror with, like, Middle Eastern people. And they were saying that, like, basically, what do you think that, like, say if it was a black person or if it was a white person, would it be, like, would you have people coming out against that like group of people like they did with 9/11. You know what I mean? Like
right.
how everybody was talking about, oh, Muslims can't build a mosque here because of mine. Like every Muslim was a part of Al-Qaeda and stuff, right?
Right.
But somebody made a good point about Timothy McVeigh and how, you know what I mean, they called him a terrorist, but then somebody made the counterpoint, but nobody came out and was talking like fearing white people at that point because, you know what I mean, although they have some crazy people. You know what
right.
I mean, with Jeffrey Dahmer and everybody like that, and, you know, so they definitely had their runs, but nobody actually, you know what I mean, fearing them like they did, like the outcry against the Muslim community.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
Yo.
Can you
hear me now?
Yeah.
God damn, yo, I think the site, I didn't mean to interrupt your way y'all talking, yo. I'm trying to talk to y'all for like the last 10 minutes, yo. Then the joint kicked me out, yo. I don't know, yo. I think the Russian spies, yo. It could be North Korea, yo. Somebody got me, son. I kept getting busy signals from the main show call line and everything, yo. I think Kim Jong-un got me, yo.
God,
I got infiltrated
like
me by
yo.
The car. Huh?
Yeah, you want that good life, yo. You want that two-bedroom suite, man.
My bad.
Yo,
y'all
my bad.
I just want to make sure y'all can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you. But you know, it made me lost my train of thought, man. Damn.
Yo!
Damn. I mean, that's y'all
still talking about gun control laws?
No,
nah,
we
man,
started talking about the bombing yesterday.
We moved on. So basically, you know what I mean, there was reports that, you know what I mean, a video caught the guy, somebody dropping the bag off and you know, walking away or whatever, although they said that nobody was in custody and that the Boston Globe kind of falsely reported it. But I was listening to one of the shows on MSNBC, and they were talking about, like, the skin color and how, like, you know, after 9/11, the outcry against the Muslim community, you know what I mean, making it seem like everybody was a terrorist or part of Al-Qaeda that was Middle Eastern. And they were saying that, what if this person was white or African-American or somebody like that, would you think that the same outcry would happen, you know what I mean, with this? Because it didn't necessarily happen with Oklahoma City and Timothy McVeigh did, although they did call him out for terrorist, but nobody was out here fearing white people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we were just talking to see if you think that, you know what I mean, what would be the reaction, or if you think there would be a different reaction if this was, you know what I mean, an African-American or white person as opposed to a Muslim. Because I think if it was a Middle Eastern or somebody from overseas, it's going to be seen as like, oh, this is Al-Qaeda. They're going to try to link it back to somehow, you know what I mean, Al-Qaeda or something
right.
else.
Right.
I don't think
it's going to change. I don't think it's going to change if it was like, you know, if it was a black person or a white person. I don't think nobody's going to look at anybody totally different. The way they did it when it came to the 9/11 stuff was just straight wrong. I mean, because, you know, all Muslims are not the same. They don't act the same, and they don't do the same, you know? So you can't,
right.
and that was just wrong how they was doing that, especially, you know, when it comes to the airport. You know, you going through the airport, you see them pulling all Middle Eastern people to the little glass window and Muslim people to the glass window, and they was all targeted. Like, everybody was watching them. Like, come on, that was just wrong. So I don't think they're going to do that if it was a black or white person, because they pretty much do that anyway. When it comes to black people, whether it was a bomb or not, you are closely watched, regardless of what the case may be. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I know a Muslim that eats bacon. Yo, I got hoes on the line. Without hoes.
What's good, baby? What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
What's going on?
Can't call it, man. Can't call it. What's good?
Ain't nothing
about
it, man.
So what you think, Ho? You think it'd have been the reaction would have been different if it was a white or a black person with the whole Boston massacre joint?
Or would be, because it hasn't happened.
No,
they haven't. But I'm saying, my question is that when they do, would you think it'd be different if it was if it's a black or white person as opposed to if it's like a Middle Eastern?
The reaction has to be different if it's not connected to jihad or any of that. So,
I mean, if they don't connect it to the Middle East at all, or any huge terrorist group, then it's automatically going to be looked at different, because then it's just a mass killing, not a terroristic action. So, I mean, it's
right.
going to be looked at differently in some way, because it's a totally different crime. But if it's a white dude and it's linked to terrorism, then I mean it's going to be looked at the same as if it was somebody from Saudi or something. But if it has no connection to any kind of terroristic threats, then it's obviously going to be looked at different, because then at some point it's not a terrorist attack; it's just a mass killer.
All right. Well, let me ask you.
Good, Marcia. No, what I was just saying is that basically he was making the case, because, you know, Bill O'Reilly got on Obama for not calling it a terrorist attack. And the guy was saying, by definition of, like, basically, like, whoever it is will get charged under Article 3, which is basically an act of terror, because of the simple fact that it was a bomb, and it was triggered, and it was an explosion, and it killed multiple people. So, like, that alone categorizes as a terrorist act. So it will be an act of terror. Whatever he gets charged with, it's going to have a terror edge. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, just because by definition.
I mean, like I said, I hope that whoever they, if they find dude, you know, hope they just tie him up and let the city of Boston go at him. But, yeah, well, since we're talking about this subject, I got a question I wanted to ask you. Like, they had this whole issue of the whole Time magazine with the kid with the bloody face on the front and all this stuff. And B.O.B. was on Twitter, sometimes I hate Twitter, sometimes it bothers me, but he was talking about how, you know, we shouldn't think that this whole Boston thing was a random person's act. He's under the suspicion that this was like a government ploy to, you know what I mean, to bring fear and propaganda. And, like, fear is the best medicine to try and bring a nation together that's split. Do y'all think there's any chance that that could be true? Do y'all think the government would ever try to pull something off like this to try and bring, you know, people together?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. That's just dumb.
A lot of people say that, you know what I mean, going to war does drive the economy because you put people to work and all that other kind of stuff. But I don't think so in this day and age, because we don't make anything.
Yeah, it hasn't done anything since. I mean, we haven't made a profit off war since World War II. But I'm asking in the sense as, you know, fear mongers, you know what I mean? Like, the government trying to scare the American people, not so much as like profit, but so much as, you know what I mean? Like, do you think the government tried to put fear in the American people for a reason?
Yeah, I would say no to that, but.
Yeah, I don't think so, no. And the scared American people just shut down all the banks, then you have people scared. Shut the banks down. You have people scrambling.
So, and they were also saying that, you know what I mean, the people who are doing these type of crimes want America to be scared. So them putting a bloody kid on the front of Time magazine is giving the terrorist, or whoever we want to call them, what they want by scaring the American public. So do y'all think those type of images, people with their legs cut off, you know what I mean, the bloody kid, Hope, do you think that those images should not be shown to the mass public?
I mean, I don't think they should, but I don't know. My reasoning is totally different. I just think people continually suck up the same type of news, and it affects their own being, their own mindset. You keep watching the news and seeing people get shot. Like, I don't watch the news. I don't read Time magazine. I don't watch CNN. Like, that to me, it does nothing for me. So. I mean, I don't know what it does for other people or what it does to other people, but, I mean, I don't know if taking it off is going to be any different, because those type of magazines, all they do is take all the negative in the world and make it media.
All right, what do you think, Mr.
And like you said, they use it and they making money off it because they know the people who do really get into that stuff, they're going to go out and buy the magazine. They're going to go out and buy the newspaper just so they can find out what else went wrong, just to see different stuff. Because, you know, most of that stuff, man, these media people, they get a lot of their sources from this source, that source, and they never say who they got from. They say, well, sources say. And then they report it, and then they come back, well, it didn't happen this way. It didn't happen that way. So now you just spent up all this money buying newspapers and all that stuff, but now you're getting wrong stories, different stories. And, you know, I mean, looking at that stuff, like you said, man, this stuff is depressing, man. It's kind of like get tired of looking at it because every day it's something different, somebody getting killed, this person getting killed, this stuff is being blown up. It gets depressing after a while. So it's like, why even look at it, you know?
What about you, Alexa?
I mean, to me, I kind of agree with that. I mean, I don't watch the news. Well, I do listen to, like, the political shows, C-SPAN, MSNBC, CNN, and I occasionally try to watch Fox News, although they just become unbearable to watch sometimes. But I do try to get all sides or whatever. That's why mostly I watch C-SPAN, because all they do is report. They don't have no real, you know, angle behind it. They just kind of, like, just show you stuff, you know what I mean? I like listening to, like, the hearings and all that other kind of stuff, like today with the debate. It is negative. I think there is some fear-mongering behind it, but I think it also is because that's a problem. They're just giving the people who, if we didn't buy their stuff, they wouldn't report it, right? So, I mean, there's a reason why they're putting that stuff up there. I mean, it's not like we're out here boycotting Tom. We're buying the joint off the shelf, you know what I'm saying? So, and the same thing with local news. I mean, you can watch Baltimore News and see, like, eight people got shot all in the same day within an hour of each other. Like, what kind of, like, why do I want to know that? Like, that's crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Nevaeh was watching it with me. She was like, wow. I'm like, wow, let's cut this off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, right. I can't, like, usually news, I thought news was supposed to be, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be, like, informative, but, you know, I mean, I know you're informed, but, you know, why don't you just tell me, you know, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to know every time somebody gets shot. Like, that's, like, so I guess it is a sense of fear-mongering, though, I guess.
That's the same thing over here in Philly, man. Philly and Camden, yo, it's, like, every day, man, it'd be, like, four people got shot and within the time span of, like, 20 minutes. Police was called here. Then around the corner, the next person, and two more blocks around the next person, and then in Camden, it'd be like five people in one shot. I'm like, all right, man, it's time to stop watching this stuff. So, you know, I don't even dibble dabble in those parts no more. So I don't even need to worry about it no more.
I just don't understand why news can't just give you news. And I mean, I guess that is news, but since who? Like I said, I think they should take a poll and ask all their viewers if they really want to report crime, because I don't consider that crime. Like that's more death than crime. To me, you know, I don't know if that's the same thing or not, if that made sense, but you know what I mean? Like, just say a store got robbed, that's a crime, but to say somebody got shot, like, I know the crime is murder, but, you know, like, you didn't catch the guy, so why are you telling me about somebody who's dead? Like, why are you telling me eight people died? Like, you didn't catch the dude. Like, it would be one thing if the story would be like, hey, a man got shot and killed, and we got the guy in custody, but then that's why I want to know that. But if all you're telling me is eight people got shot and the people are still on the loose, like, what y'all should have just scared the shit out of me.
Now you're looking over your shoulder, people around corners.
Right.
I'm playing so with you.
Hope, you got anything?
I mean, you know me, man. Get rid of the news, you know. Let people seek it out themselves. I mean, I know it's money, but, man, I accidentally saw the news today, the other night. I was watching something and it flowed right into the news, and they having the Pat Tillman's run this Saturday, and the news dude is just going over talking about all the security measures that they're adding out here for the run, and I'm like, why does anybody need to, like, what good does that do telling everybody what we about to do?
Right. I agree with that.
That's like being at a football game and the commentator like, yeah, the first 10 plays for the Eagles is going to be this, that, and that. Like, what? Like, why did you buy the playbook before the game happens?
I see your point on that one because then it's going to – sometimes it may – some people are just nutty, but then the people who got some sense is going to deter them. Like, I ain't going out there